that people we will have May crowning after Mass this morning. I know that it is probably going to be a hardship for some of you, most of you probably, but I do encourage you to the extent possible to try to come to Cullman for the Sunday following the Feast of Corpus Christi. It is very important, and we will give recognition, of course, and we will pray to our Lord on and give reparation on the Feast of Corpus Christi. It's in the bulletin, so please keep these schedules in front of you. Next Sunday, of course, we will have May crowning in Cullman. I know some of you will be there, but those of you that can, please try. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost, amen. My beloved people, each month that I come down here, a month away, you never know what is going to be facing us and how much has taken place since the last time I saw you. You know very well of the things that I refer to. You know them better than I do. And it is time, it has been time for a long time, for us to do something about it. The crimes that we hear of are not the crimes of certain children or of certain people located elsewhere. Everybody in this room, including myself, and all of society are responsible. We are the criminals. Simply because it has not happened on your doorstep or on my doorstep doesn't mean that it is not there. It is there, and we are responsible. We go through life smiling. Things could be better, or could be worse, rather. Things could be worse, and so on. We take this silly attitude, this immature attitude, this frivolous attitude. We don't pay close attention to God. We're easily distracted. We are the children of distraction. And when it comes to Almighty God, we will put him on the back burner while we let absolutely everything distract us. We speak of mortification. We speak of penance. We speak of all the other reparation and so forth. What do you mean by penance? What do you mean by reparation? What do you mean by mortification? Does it mean another prayer? Does it mean giving up chocolates? Or whatever does it mean? Mortification, how many of us are willing to mortify ourselves? In dress, in attitude, in food, or whatever. What is our temperament? What kind of temperament do we have with reference to mortification or penance or whatever? Do we pay attention to the Word of God when it is being presented to us? Are we listening? What are we doing? My beloved people, I do not know what is in store for us tomorrow. Are we ready for it? We think because we have an extra rosary, or we make an extra Hail Mary, or we have another prayer that we put in our prayer book, that we are doing the will of God. our bulletins are supposed, I'm trying to put in our bulletins the things that will be for us helpful. We want to be saints, but are we in fact doing the things the saints do? Are we doing things the way that saints are doing things? What is it that keeps me from becoming a saint? I'm doing the same things, perhaps, but why is it that my things are not saintly? Why is it that I cannot lift myself up to the point of sanctity? We're mediocre people. All of us are very mediocre people. We are simply not paying attention to the warning signals. My beloved people, let's not think for a second that the crimes that the children have committed are our crimes. What have we as parents done to truly teach our children? Many of us who have children of this age, let us face it, let's call a spade a spade, are from the hippie generation. And the hippie generation was only capable of doing one thing, of tearing up. And the mentality of hippie is still here. If the children are learning from the internet what to do, if they're learning how to kill, how to steal, how to this, who bought the internet for the children? Who brought internet into the house? Who is not looking when the children are looking at internet? We are to blame. We take God's word very lightly. We don't pay attention. We give our children a very bad example. We ourselves are not bringing the word of God into our houses. What are we like after we leave Mass on Sunday? What do we return to on Monday mornings? How deep-seated is our religion, or is it just something casual, you know, stylish, churchgoers? The fact that you are here in this church, right here, right now, before this altar, does not mean at all, and I'm not fussing, my dear people, I'm just yelling, does not mean at all that what you are doing is all that is required of you until next month. We speak of all these wonderful things. Mortification, reparation, penance means change. You have got to see a difference taking place within you. And if this difference is not taking place, then it is time to see why. What is not taking place in my life? Another prayer is not the answer. You can pray until you wear the print off of the page. It won't do you a bit of good. You can come here every Sunday, go to Mass every day of the week. It won't do you a bit of good. May just as well stay home. If there is not within you a seriousness, a real seriousness, to do something to change. We're not willing. It's obvious. Because if we were willing, our whole lives, our lifestyle would change. Look at the modesty of the world today. Where has modesty gone? Look at gluttony. Look at selfishness. Look at self-will. Look at disobedience. Look at all of these crimes that we are committing. My dear people, I do not know how long we have. It can be forever. It can be tomorrow. If any one of us is called today to face Almighty God. Can we in truth say, God, I have taken you seriously, and I have done your commandment? How many of us understand worship of God? I don't know. I'm sure that Almighty God can look down upon us as we are in the act of worship. Is our mind focused on Him? Or is it focused on the trivia that's all around and about us? Is our mind focused on God? Our prayer. As we come down from Cullman on Sundays, we oftentimes turn the radio on mostly to listen to the news. And in the process of all that, you get all this other hullabaloo stuff that comes on there. And they're praying. Right now, they're scared. The nation is scared. It's making its attempt at prayer. First of all, the nation does not know how to pray. Do we know how to pray? Do we know how to address ourselves to God? How do we look upon God? No, take Him or leave Him. How serious do we take Almighty God? The nation is scared, but it doesn't know how to pray. And its prayer is, Almighty God, Almighty God, Almighty God, give unto me, give unto me. Protect my family. Do not do, give unto me. I want to be the beneficiary of my prayer. We don't worship God. We're worshiping us. Today's bulletin has some good points in it. I try to keep good points before our attention. Death and hell are looming at our doorstep, my dear people, and how are we looking at it? Are we smiling our way through blissfully? It hasn't happened to me, therefore everything is just fine. I'm happy, you're happy, let's all go home. I'm okay, you're okay, everybody's okay. And our own traditionalist people, if they're not writing articles producing hate between one and the other, they've got nothing to do. Prayer, mortification, penance, and reparation are the things that we must pay attention to. Leave everything else aside. When it comes time to pray, let us shut the radio off. Let's put the baby to bed and make the baby go to sleep. And get rid of all distraction and think only of God. You cannot think of radio or baby or this or that and God at the same time. Can't do it. Neither the baby gets all that's necessary, and certainly God does not get all that's necessary. And so we stumble our way through, fumbling our way, fooling with the divinity. And that's why we're in the shape we are in. If children kill children, it's not their fault entirely. Put the blame where it belongs. Our church is doing nothing. Our church, rather, sorry to say, is a disgrace. I'm sure you all have heard that just, I think this past week, there's some kind of a rock star, some very famous rock, award-winning rock star in Ireland, who some years ago took the Pope's picture and tore it all to pieces on TV. What has our church done about this? Does everybody know what our church has done about this? A Catholic bishop, in the name of tradition, has gone through an ordination service of this woman as a priest. Now it's time we opened our eyes to the reality of things. And we are supposed to sit back and smile our way, oh, how lovely. You know? Isn't that sweet? Isn't that lovely? Almighty God, my beloved people, we are every one of us crying to heaven for vengeance. We're not paying attention. We're not paying attention to the signs that are given to us. You tell me that I'm getting perhaps a little bit rambunctious. I'm going to continue being rambunctious because it is getting awfully late. And tomorrow is the day that you must look at yourselves and say, what am I doing to be a child of God? What am I doing? Am I changing? Do I see interior change? If I don't see interior change, if I don't see myself looking at things seriously in the eye, as the eyes of God sees them objectively, then it is time for us to get worried. We cannot continue the path that we're taking. The fact that we're traditionalists, let us not be so foolish as to think that because we place our gift on this altar, that we are ipso facto acceptable to God. Not so. Not so at all. We have got to turn and convert our hearts. Not our minds, our hearts. We're faced with all kinds of problems around us. The children that we've got, and they look at us as they're growing older, do they see in us reverence? Do they see in us concentration? Do they see in us an understanding of that which is sacred? No, they don't. We don't show them. Do they see in us modesty? No, they don't. They see in us rather immodesty. They see in us a careless, in other words, when we walk out into the world, we want to make sure that the world does not look upon us as being different. We are so afraid the world is going to call us different. So my beloved people, let's focus our attention on God and let us not be so distracted and pray to the Blessed Mother. Do we understand what prayer is? Can we just go into the room and shut the door, leave all things out, and give God his due? Some of us can't do that. We don't know how. So let's work on that. That's all we've got left. Aside from that, my dear people, we are lost. We've got no one to look to. It's spiritual preparation that we have to get busy upon. And spiritual preparation means that business cannot be as usual any longer. It's inconvenient. It's difficult. It's sacrificial. It's plain, hard work. If we're not willing to give it the best, then whatever happened to us, there's one thing about it. I don't think that anybody in this room can ever face Almighty God and say, I have not been told. If I have not been told, when it was being told to me, I was not paying attention. And therefore, it is my fault. So, as we proceed from one problem to another, we do not know the year, the school year is not over. The worst is yet to come. And what we can say is, what have I done to contribute to that situation? And I have done it. I have been responsible. I have let my children get away with the things that they get away with. I have taught my children immodesty. I have taught my children selfishness. I have taught my children all the things that I see wrong. It's my fault. My fault. My fault. The priest says at the altar, every time he says Mass. So, are we scared? Yes. Do we lose hope in God? No. But we can expect whatever is coming our way. And let us prepare ourselves for it, so that when it does happen, we will not be shocked into despair, into panic, and so on. The people who are just looking upon it casually, everything's all right, just be all right, be all right. Those are the people that are going to panic when days of panic arrive, and they will be there. So God bless you. Be Catholic. Be good Catholic. It's your religion, your Catholic religion, that you must protect. To heck with the church part. It's the religion that we have to protect and live and be with. God bless you and keep you.